Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show. Indeed, it's your show, whatever you want to call it. We the people. Hell on the radio. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And boy, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We'll get into the COVID and all that stuff in a little bit. And keeping our fingers crossed, because we've been passed on for 2 days now, Friday and Monday, Hogan Gidley is supposed to join us. I'm going to strangle the man. He's supposed to join us at 11:38. Give us a rundown of what's going on, because there's so much misinformation. There's so much that the media is just twisting, and it really is disgusting. It really is disgusting. And I'll bring a little bit more of that to you here in just a second. First off, though, I want to bring you a poll question at 991fmtalk.com that's going to really blow you away. And you're going to think, what? I am now, because I went swimming in those waters. But it has to do with what is lurking underneath the surface of Lake Tahoe. Have you been swimming around Emerald Bay? And I'm not talking about huge sturgeon that, you know, come up and swallow you whole from underneath. I'm sorry. That's what I always think about anytime I'm in a lake. Here's the poll question, and then I'll bring you the story. Should AT&T, Sierra Pacific Power Company, and California Pacific Electric Company be financially responsible for all the removal of old communication lines leaking lead into Lake Tahoe? You heard me right. Lead. Yesterday's poll question: will the not signing of the recall Governor Sisolak petition by elected representatives, will that have any impact on your vote in 2022? 72% of those participating said yes. 28% said no. All right, let's just jump right into the story. And I don't have it up on my webpage yet at 991fmtalk.com, but we have to thank Moonshine Inc. Moonshineinc.com. This is a really cool little news site. So, wow. This is by Kara Fox, and she put this out November 13th. Oh, I hadn't heard anything about it. Didn't see anything about it on the news. Well, except for Moonshine Inc. What's going on? I mean, I thought that was always the number one priority, it seemed like, in this area, even down here in Reno and Carson. Keep Tahoe blue. Keep it pristine. You can't let mud flow into the lake. Can't let surface oils flow into the lake. Well, how about toxic lead that's been seeping in there for how long? Okay, so here's the story that Kara put together. I'm kind of paraphrasing this a little bit. Kara, if you're listening or hear the podcast, I'm sorry if I mess up your work. So there's a team called Marine Taxonomic Services, and they have been doing diving work for several Tahoe and state agencies. And they found something that a lot of people thought was just an old water pipe. But it's not. Yeah, it's not. You have to go check out this whole story for yourself because this is unbelievable. It turns out it is an abandoned telecommunications cable. Now, someone shared with them that cable runs underwater for miles along the west shore and right into Emerald Bay. You know what Emerald Bay is? It's kind of if you haven't been there before, it is beautiful. It's kind of this little treasure that once you're out on the lake, you head over to Emerald Bay to check out the ruins and the little island, and you just kind of hang out there and visit with people for a little while. Water's a little bit calmer. A lot of people go swimming in there. Yeah. Well, it turns out that those communications pipes have been leaking lead into the lake. Now, as you well know, lead is a heavy metal. It's hazardous to humans, mammals, and fish. And that's according to the CDC, if anybody's listening to the CDC anymore. Exposures to high levels of lead can cause anemia, weakness, as well as kidney and brain damage. I wonder if any people that like live on the lake is ever experiencing these things. Well, at the end of the day, there's hundreds of people swimming there. And it doesn't seem people know about this potential hazard. Amazing. Amazing. So research was done into it. What they found was a cable that consisted of several layers, including 27 strands of, I'm going to have you read the article for that, and I'll link to it on my page. So what they discovered was the cable is huge and it is hazardous. Now, somebody has been diving there since the 1990s and thought, you know, we should remove this. We should remove this. But then they realized it was a bigger project and that there was contamination in the cable. It's not pure lead or copper. There's hazardous waste involved as well. Yeah. Woo! So they also include in the story, again, moonshineinc.com, where the pipes are laid. And wow, there is a lot of this. After a few more dives, Jones and Rydell Fortner found even more cables. There's six in total. Two are still active. Four are inactive and abandoned. Five go across the mouth of Emerald Bay, while one makes its way up the west shore. They estimate that the longest line is about 7 miles. But they want to see all the abandoned cables removed from Lake Tahoe. Two of the cables date back to, get this, how long have we been trying to clean up Lake Tahoe and make sure it's pristine? Two of the cables date back to 1929. Hence today's poll question. Those cables were installed by a telecommunications company that is currently now owned by AT&T. The other is a Pacific Power Company power cable currently owned by California Pacific Electric Company. One of the lines across Emerald Bay is 2,000 feet long. Well, of course, there are the health concerns for the people, but others are concerned about the environmental ramifications. So there's a potential lawsuit. Lawyers tracked down the owners of the cable after research and testing, and it was determined that there are 89,000 pounds of lead in the abandoned sections. 89,000 pounds. And you're made to strip lead paint off of your baseboards. Just, you know, a little comparison there. With the heavy metal leaking from open ends, so it's saturating the water out there. Boyd noted that these exposed edges come from places the cables have been cut, anchors have been dropped on them, they're fraying from age. It's been in there so long that it's just deteriorating. Well, 1929. 90 years. 91 years. Mr. Boyd goes on to say these divers are heroes. If it weren't for them, the cables would just continue to be seeping lead in the lake forever. I'm not quite sure about what the laws are, but in the story, they went down and they did some tests in September. Oh, tests in September. Did anybody hear this story back in September? Just out of curiosity. I would love to know if other people are up on this. I know we've all been distracted with the election and COVID, but still, it showed that there are 29 micrograms of lead per liter of water coming from the wire. That's according to Boyd. California law permits 0.5 micrograms per liter of water. So there's 28.5 micrograms above the legal limit. The team's also pretty sure that the two energy lines are leaking lead as well. But there's good news. They plan on doing more testing. Who gives a rat's about the testing? Those cables need to be out of there and need to be out now. That should be a huge priority. Not the sediment that's washing in to Lake Tahoe. Making sure the clarity is all there. This is lead in a swimming area. I really wonder. Have people been vacationing and making Emerald Bay their home and swimming around that have gotten sick and have no idea why? Of course, everything delayed. Everything delayed to COVID-19. So again, I urge you to log on to moonshineinc.com and check out this fantastic story by Kara Fox. Because you know what? When it comes to things that are unacceptable in our environment, this pretty much tops the list. It's the Monica Jay Show. Talk and text lines are open. I know we have a lot of listeners at Lake Tahoe. Did you guys know this was going on? Wow. Give me a heads up next time. This is some serious stuff. 884-9910, talk and text. The lines are open. Let's talk and let's have a groovy Tuesday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and for participating. Love it when you participate. Let's go to the phone lines. Joe is on the line from Tahoe. Hey, Joe.
Hi. Just a quick bit of information I find interesting about this cable that's near the Emerald Bay area. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is Mr. Mark Zuckerberg bought a huge old estate right at the entrance going to Emerald Bay. He's on the north side. So it'll just be kind of interesting to see how he and his friends take note of this cable that's going along there, and he'll see if he can get out any of his money and probably help out. Be interesting to pay attention to.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if the people that actually have the big dollars, if they could get out and help?
Yeah, that estate, he purchased it about a year ago. Yeah, it's a very old property, a beautiful piece of ground. But, yeah, that sounds like it's right in front in his yard, right, practically. So we'll see how this one plays out.
That's going to be interesting. Joe, thanks for calling in for that.
You betcha. That's all I had to say. So thank you.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day. Have a groovy Tuesday. So I guess I need to specify that Moonshine Inc. is INK, not INC, for incorporate. It's ink. It's like, you know, an inkwell, the ink in your pen. MoonshineINK.com if you want to find out more about this story, because that is just, I think that's a big story. I'm not, you know, it's obviously a more liberal leaning site, but you know, hey, that's what a lot of people around the lake are liberal. Don't really agree with the coronavirus information that they're putting out, but hey, we're all different. Speaking of coronavirus information that is being put out, I want to thank everybody who helps me with the information gathering. And, you know, you have to realize this is where I say educate yourself. Get out there and find the information that you need to better understand what's going on. So there is a, I'm not familiar with all of the players with, pause him right here. I'm not familiar with all of the, whoops, stop. Stop talking. I'm trying to find his name here. Dallin or Dallin Levitt. Could be wrong. He's with the Las Vegas Raiders. And I'm going to let him tell his story, but He received a letter from the Southern Nevada Health Department, and it just seems to go the way of everything.
All right, so I just want to be clear. I do not have COVID, and I get tested every single day for my work. I just got a call from the Nevada Health Department saying that I tested positive for COVID. The Nevada Health Department receives every single COVID test, positive or negative. They receive the results. And obviously, my organization would have been the ones to know if I had received a positive test before this organization, the Nevada Health Department. When I told them that I get tested every single day for my work and that they would have known prior, and I told them that I played for the Raiders, they began to feel all flustered and realized that they got caught in a lie. When they got caught in a lie, they told me to ignore the phone call, to act like they never called, and to pretend that this never happened. To me, this is 1,000% a political stunt, and they're trying to... And just so we're clear, when I called them out for this, saying that it was a lie, they told me to... They said, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. You actually didn't test positive. You, all of your tests are negative. So to me, that's telling me, I mean, I already knew, but this is telling me everything right now that they're calling folks who probably haven't tested positive or haven't even tested at all and are telling them that they have positive tests. So to me, I'm beyond frustrated. I can't believe this. I believe it's a stunt to try to shut the country back down.
Wow. That's interesting. I believe the same thing. A lot of people are being contacted. You have a positive test. We need to know all the people that you've been in contact with. Yada, yada, yada. Sound familiar? Governor Sisolak putting out the new regs. Just like I told you he was going to do. They're not using the term shutting down anymore or lockdown because that's too upsetting to people. So now we're just going to take a pause in his terms. I think that we need to hit play and stop playing their game. Because people are not only dying, they're sinking, they're losing their businesses, and very shortly, we're going to see an even bigger homeless crisis than we already have. We'll be back with more right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Right here, right now, 884-9910. It's the Monica J Show. You got something you want to talk about today. I got a few things that I want to update you on because the media is just driving me nuts. I've been in a different seat. I've been in the anchor seat. I've been in the cohort seat. I've been in the news seat. And it's just, it's really driving me crazy how things have changed and how literally the liberals, they knew. If you take over the media, if you own the media, then you own people's opinions. Because you can spin every single story out there. So the one thing that I want to bring you right now is Sidney Powell. They made it seem like Sidney Powell was getting kicked out of the club, being kicked out of the president's legal team. Sidney Powell was never officially a part of the Trump legal team. She was another advisor. She wasn't getting paid. She didn't have a retainer with them. She was and is and will be working on her own thing. Rudy Giuliani has now also put out a statement to pretty much sum all of this up. They're pursuing two different theories here. So Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are working on the total criminal aspect of Dominion Voting System, Sequoia, all of those groups. Total massive fraud. Illegal conduct. Trump's team is working on the constitutional side of all of this. On Trump's constitutional rights that they were deprived in some of these states. And that is how this is all going to make it to the Supreme Court. Sidney Powell is not stopping what she is doing. See, if you get too much heat on the media, from one thing, you separate them out. I got a lot of emails and a lot of texts, you know, oh no, what are we going to do? Sidney's not on the case. Yes, she is. Don't believe what the mainstream media is throwing at you. Because they are still, they're working for the left. They are trying to make sure that you are frustrated and that you are confused and you don't know what's going on. You keep hearing these stories about Trump's, you know, this legal action has been thrown out by the courts. This has been thrown out. That's been thrown out. Well, guess what? That's what they have to do to get to the Supreme Court. Just sit back, relax, grab the popcorn, and be ready for Thanksgiving. Be ready to spend your time with your family and your friends. Because something else that I want to remind you of that the media is putting out there is that it is against the law for you to congregate, for you to be with these people, for you to be inside. Well, let me remind you that it is not against the law. It is not. It's not the law. These are mandates that they are trying to shut you down with. And there are so many things out there that the media is not bringing you. Like the Danish mask study. That masks don't make a difference. It's just virtue signaling. It's just you giving in. Here's another one that I found that is very interesting about how this has been manipulated for years to get us to this point. This is a really cool, like I said, it's all about independent journalists now. You have to be the journalists.
This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. In 2006, a 15-year-old high school student from Albuquerque, New Mexico, won third place in the Intel Science and Engineering Fair for her project on slowing the spread of an infectious pathogen during a pandemic emergency. Using a computer simulation that she developed with the help of her father, she argued that in order to slow the spread of the disease, governments should implement school shutdowns, keep kids at home, and enforce social distancing. Incredibly, that third place high school science fair project can be tied directly to the lockdown policies being implemented by governments around the world today. You see, that father that she developed her computer simulation with was no average doting dad, but a senior researcher at Sandia National Laboratories who, at that time, was working on pandemic emergency response plans for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. His proposal to implement school shutdowns and, if need be, workplace shutdowns in the event of a pandemic emergency was developed, at least in part, in response to his daughter's high school project. Now, those advocating for lockdowns have seen the destruction and death that those policies have wrought this year, and we are living through that right now. Not only are people being deprived of their livelihoods and forced into grinding poverty as a direct result of these shutdowns, but now the undeniable truth is that if you are advocating for lockdowns, you are advocating for some portion of the population to be consigned to death.
Yeah. We are supposed to protect the vulnerable. But you don't protect the vulnerable by making the healthy sick. Those are the numbers from the CDC. 85% of those who have gotten COVID, 85% of them were wearing masks. They don't work. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to make a comment on Trump. Hey, Ryan, thanks for calling in.
Welcome. Hey, Monica, I'm just curious, how come they're not presenting these arguments in court? For example, you're saying that President Trump's constitutional rights are violated, and how come they weren't, if they're not presenting these court, then how come they're getting laughed out of the courtroom by the judges?
Because the courts aren't even, the judges aren't even hearing them. These are the district courts and the things that they're being laid out in affidavits and paperwork. And so many of those judges are liberal that they're not even hearing the cases. So that is good.
The judges are not, so can you, you're saying that the judges are not doing their job by taking their time and looking at the argument saying, like Mr. Giuliani saying, listen, Mike, our client, Mr. President, his constitutional right were violated in these elections.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not hearing the cases. They're just throwing them out and shutting them down. But that is good, Ryan, because every time they do that, more is being compiled and it's one step closer to the Supreme Court. And that's where you want all of this heard. That's why you want the Supreme Courts to make the decision. So, Ryan, thank you for calling in and helping clarify it. Let's go back to the phone lines, 884-9910. Check in with Mark this morning. Mark wants to talk about Trump as well. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling.
Hi, Monica. Actually, I was talking about what you were kind of talking about. And for some reason, you keep hearing a commercial on your station about El Dorado County. I don't know why, but they're saying that if you call the police on your neighbors for having too many people there, that police will not be going out. They'll not answer your call. And they're not going to do anything about the curfew that I guess California has at, of 10 o'clock. But I kind of thought it was kind of funny because El Dorado County isn't really that big, is it?
No, but we service El Dorado County around the lake. So we have special transmitters just for that are going that direction. So you'll hear a crossover that way.
Okay. Well, just wanted to let El Dorado County know, if you call the cops, they're not going to do anything.
You know, it's surprising, Mark, how California sheriffs and New York sheriffs are coming out and they're publicly saying that they're not going to enforce these shutdowns. They're not going to be busting into people's homes if the neighbors, you know, tattle and say, oh, there's 11 people over there. You need to go shut this down. They're not going to be doing that. They get constitutional rights. I haven't heard any of the sheriffs here in Nevada say it.
But they don't have to say it. You already know. Reno PD, the Sheriff's Department, Sparks PD, they're laughing at this. They're not going to do anything. They're on our side. They're going to have people over for their Thanksgiving dinners, their families. Even though they're not saying it, and they might be saying it, we're just not hearing it, they're not going to do anything to us. They love us just as much as we love them.
Thank you for putting that out there for me. See, people don't believe it half of the time when I say it. So it's good that I have you to call in and say it.
You know what? Our law enforcement is probably the best in the country. I love every one of them. They do an awesome job and they have our backs.
Doesn't even have to be a question. They absolutely 100% are. Mark, thanks for the call today. I appreciate it. This is the thing. Being locked into your home, being locked out of your businesses, all of these things that the governor, that Sisolak and the mayor, Sheevy, what they're putting out, these are not laws. You have constitutional rights. And I hate to say this, but I'm seeing it more and more by strong-willed people on social media. And that is just the flat-out fact that for all of those business owners out there now, if you go along with this, if you continue on with this, you are bringing us one step closer. You are bringing us one step closer to the all-out fight between freedom and tyranny. Open your businesses. Don't worry about the 25% limit. Open up your businesses. The fines, take them to court. They're not going to stand. We've seen it in other states. We've seen the actual courts throw these fines out. One business had, I think it was one of the gyms, had $10,000 in fines. They were thrown out. Know your rights. Dive into it. Stand up for the people who support you, the public. Because if not, you're going to be losing your business. Remember how I say that it's going to get worse before it gets better? Yeah, we still haven't gotten to that worst part yet. It is going to get worse. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hopefully we're not that stressed, but this is the place to share it. If you have something to say, talk and text 884-9910. Going through a couple of quick emails, and I thank Ryan. Every time I've got something on my brain when I need something quick, Ryan is always there for me, and he goes and he researches it. So what I want to do is clarify what I mean is it's going to get worse before it gets better. And it has to be obvious to you, I hope, that it doesn't matter how this election swings. And what I mean by that is if Trump loses his Supreme Court bid, the left is going to go crazy and they're going to be thrilled. The right, Trump supporters are not going to accept it. Trump supporters are not going to accept a Biden presidency. There's no, as Whoopi Goldberg put it, sucking it up. And on the flip side, if Trump is successful, which I believe he will be, I still believe wholeheartedly, because we have the Constitution on our side, the left is going to go even crazier than they already are. And there's going to be a massive meltdown that you're going to have to protect yourself from. Now, I believe in giving credit where credit is due. And so what I had Ryan look into for me is just dates and who was signing the checks at the time. So, yes, it was Senator Heller, or not Senator Heller, it was Dean Heller at the time when he was Secretary of State that we got the Sequoia voting machines. And I keep thinking at, you know, it's this Dominion system. Yeah, the voting machines can be hacked, but this Dominion system. Who was the Secretary of State when these Dominion voting program that you look at everything behind it, who owns it, where it's from, blah, blah, blah. You might remember that was Secretary of State Ross Miller. Oh, you mean the liberal? The Democrat? Yeah. Ross Miller brought us the Dominion system. We'll be back.